I'm Marco Werman with The World. Anger over printed pictures and words that leads to violence. We saw that play out yesterday, tragically, in Paris. And for some, that brutal attack was an eerie echo of something that happened a couple of years ago in northern Mali. I'm talking about the attempt by Islamist rebels in Mali to destroy ancient manuscripts. Most of the manuscripts were rescued, thankfully, and an exhibit of those ancient texts is now on at the Center for Fine Arts in Brussels, in Belgium. Kathleen Lowe helped put together the Timbuktu Renaissance exhibit.
The real hero for this rescue story is Abdelkader Haidara, because when the Tuareg rebels with the Islamist militants took over Timbuktu, which was, I think, in April 2012, UNESCO immediately started to worry and wanted to do something, and Mr. Haidara actually told them not to, because that might raise suspicion on the part of the Islamists that there was valuable treasures to be found in Timbuktu. So they waited around, and then Mr. Haidara saw on television a library being burnt with very ancient books in Libya. And that was for him the signal that they had to do something. They started to, at night, pack the manuscripts of various libraries and store them in safe houses in Timbuktu. And then when the roads appeared to be clear, they started smuggling the books out of Timbuktu, either in 4x4 vehicles, even in boats.
We're talking the Niger River here, so it's more like large canoes. I mean, that's kind of amazing.
Exactly. And then this way, over 5 months, they managed to ship out of Timbuktu all the way to Bamako 377,000 manuscripts, which is the majority of the collections of the privately run libraries in Timbuktu.
Describe for us, if you would, Kathleen, one of these manuscripts in your museum. What does it look like?
Well, they usually have a leather cover. The leaves are not bound. They show extremely beautiful Arabic calligraphy from past centuries, and also in Arabic alphabet, but actually transliterations of African languages. Science, philosophy, astronomy, poetry, literature. They have historic value, they have aesthetic value, they have religious value, and you can see also that they have been used. You can see that these were actually used for reference, for study, for discussions.
Why were Islamist rebels bent on destroying these manuscripts? I mean, Timbuktu was a center of Islamic learning 500 years ago, and these rebels were, they are, all about asserting that great history. You'd think these documents would support their case.
I think that was a great mystery for the residents of Timbuktu as well when they were encountering these rebels. Supposedly, they were told by the rebel leaders there that they thought that Timbuktu residents had deviated from Islam and were practicing a religion full of innovations. You know, the women didn't wear the veil, they were very open to music, etc. The other thing is these manuscripts are clearly symbols of open-mindedness and reason, discourse. You know, in ancient times, they show that at that time, Islam was a religion of tolerance, that it coexisted perfectly with science, and that probably is very threatening to the radical Islamists that we see today.
You know, it's interesting, Kathleen, that you're exhibiting work that may offend Islamist radicals. Any thoughts on all of what's happening right now?
Well, yeah, it's what happened yesterday is exactly why we decided to do this kind of exhibition. We thought that in the context of violence and wars perpetuated in the name of Islam and the message that is saturating the media about this, we really need to show another image of Islam. And Plantu, you know, the cartoonist of Le Monde, said on TV last night that the murdered cartoonists of Charlie Hebdo were artists who just express opinions. And I think that's the essence of art, to raise issues in our society and question. And it's actually the essence of these manuscripts, too, when you think of it. It's an extremely sophisticated level of thinking. So I think it's extremely important that we do these kinds of exhibitions right now.
Kathleen Lowe at the Center for Fine Arts in Brussels, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.